How do you know when you've met that special someone?
I think you just know.
Yeah?
Like, you just do.
I hear that a lot.
I mean, I
thought I knew a lot of times before I actually knew. Mm-hmm. But, like, then when you know, you're like, oh, those other times I didn't actually know.
Well, I'd say a good hint is when you find yourself drunkenly emailing a radio show at 3 in the morning. Demanding that they help you get your romantic life back on track.
Yes. And that's always a good sign.
One of our listeners, Laura, felt like she may have found her once-in-a-lifetime kind of love, and she's on the phone with us right now. Now, Laura, I don't know if you were necessarily drunk when you sent us your email, but it did arrive in our inbox at 2:55 a.m. So
you're not totally wrong.
Yeah.
She's like, what email? Who are you guys?
Well, tell us about this one-of-a-kind guy. What's his name?
Yeah, I mean, I actually can't even believe I'm really doing this because I've heard this part of your show before, and I always thought it was, like, I just never really thought that I would ever do something like this.
I see. But it's like you're a little judgy about the other people who did it
until
you were here.
But I get it now because I met this guy, and he is incredible. His name is Charlie. He is smart. He's got his stuff together. He's this, like, tech entrepreneur guy. And, I mean, really, really, like, checks off all the boxes for me. And yeah, we met on this online app. I won't say which one. And
again, something you probably never thought you'd do because that was for other people, not for you.
I'm not that judgy, I swear. But we did meet on an app. And yeah, we went out on a date. Frisbee golfing. Do you know what frisbee golfing is? Frolfing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was my first time. I've never done frolfing before.
I mean, it's a pretty also stereotypical tech bro activity to me. Guy named Charlie.
He's a tech bro for sure, but a tech bro with, like, a six pack, so I'm not judging.
So wait, did he take his shirt off while playing frisbee golf? Because it gets so intense during the game.
How did you know that?
Well, he did. He had a little bit of sweat on his forehead, and he lifted up his shirt to blot his forehead, and I got a view.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right.
So could you tell what his interest level was? Like, was he just trying to feel you out, or was there more romantic flirting going on?
Like, I didn't get the vibe that he was just after, like, you know, a hookup or anything.
Well, that's good. I mean, because that's, I assume, what you're looking for, too?
Yes, definitely. I mean, especially with him, yeah.
Okay. So how did this date, where did it go from frisbee golf?
Nowhere after the frisbee golf, but that's sort of a thing. The frisbee golf was fun. I thought, you know, okay, I've never done this before, so I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah.
He had, like, packed a whole cooler of some goodies and some beer, which I'm not, like, a big beer drinker. But there was a moment where, you know, I'm not great at frisbee, so I threw the frisbee at him, and it did get him in the head.
Oh.
Classic.
Yeah.
Was that funny, or was it awkward?
I thought it was, like, kind of funny. I mean, he wasn't seriously injured. He wasn't bleeding or anything. I mean, he went down. He did go down.
Oh, wow.
It's still not fun getting, like, hit in the face unexpectedly, even if it's, like, a dodgeball or a frisbee.
He went down like he fell? Like, you hit him that hard?
So he was up ahead of me, I guess putting is what you call it in frisbee golf or whatever.
Actually, I think it's called frutting in frisbee golf. Just saying.
And I never thought that I would actually even get it to him. So I really put some muscle behind it to get it all the way to where he was. And yeah, it got him in the head.
And those discs are hard. They're not like the flimsy, like, free frisbee that you get with a promotional name on it.
Okay, so after you assaulted your date with a frisbee, did you go over and help him?
I did. And I mean, he was pretty cool about it. I mean, he was kind of more funny than anything. You know, he was a really good sport about it.
And that's the only thing that you can think of that went wrong on the date?
There's only one other thing, which I think is pretty small, but it did have me thinking. Like I said, I don't normally drink beer.
Uh-huh.
So when I was drinking it, it was making me really burpy. I don't know how to describe it. So, you know, we were trying to talk, and, like, I kept either trying to stifle a burp, or definitely I let a couple slip, and I know he had to have noticed.
Nice.
I mean, that's not a turn off, though, is it? I mean, everyone burps.
If anything, I think it's a turn on. I think guys like a girl that can hang with the boys and let out a big burp. Like,
okay. Well, belching on a date would be maybe a turn off.
That's the thing that I could think maybe could have gone wrong. But again, he was still a really sweet gentleman the whole time. And at the end of the date, he walked me to my car and he hugged me. There was no kiss. But he did give me, like, a nice hug and said he had a good time.
Okay.
And then ever since then, I've reached out and he just hasn't really followed up. And I'm just not sure what's going on. And like I said, I really like this guy and I'm hoping you guys can help me, like, figure it out. You know, did I do something? Is there something I can do differently? If I did, you know, I really want to make it work with this guy.
Wow. Sounds like you're willing to change yourself for him.
Well, I mean, not change myself, but if there's something like,
Your personality that you can do differently can behave differently. That's what she is saying.
No, she just really likes him, you know, and like maybe it's something simple. But did he give you any indication that he wanted to go out with you again?
He said he'd call me when we left.
Yeah.
And then I reached out and I just haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
Kind of sketch. So I guess we're going to play a song. We'll come back, call Charlie for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update. Okay, Laura?
Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, so nervous.
Hold on.